You know, I read my little message here about the t-shirts that were given out that KFGO was going to give out Saturday morning.
Yes.
Downtown Fargo, Broadway. And I misread it. I should have said KFGO and Coach's Choice Corporate and Athletic Apparel. That's the official name of the company. KFGO and Coach's Choice Corporate and Athletic Apparel have free green and gold t-shirts to hand out on Broadway Saturday morning. Look for us near Atomic Coffee Saturday morning from 7 till 9. We have free t-shirts that say "Put on Thundar's Head" in reference to Lee Corso. Lee Corso, the ESPN game day guy, puts on the mascot head of the team he thinks is going to win the game that day from where they're broadcasting. NDSU's mascot is Thundar the Bison. So we're calling for him to put on Thundar's head to pick the Bison. He's not going to put on
the Hornet's head.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't know why I would. Delaware State holds no shot.
No, I don't think they do. Something that's happening tonight that you need to know about, because it'd be kind of cool to go to if you have a chance, would be a seminar on how to catch walleyes. More walleyes, bigger walleyes, 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 walleyes. Let's bring in somebody who is going to be part of that seminar and tell you how to catch more walleyes, walleyes, walleyes. His name is Chad Malloy. He's going to be talking tonight at the FM Walleyes seminar. Hello, Chad Malloy. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
We're
real excited. We should have a great seminar tonight.
Now, first of all, give us the nuts and bolts. Where, when, who, what, why, all those things.
Yeah, it's the FM Walleyes meeting tonight. It starts at 7 o'clock and we'll open the doors around 6:30. It's at the Doublewood Inn in Fargo on 13th Avenue there. And myself and Spencer Deitz, who's also a member of the club and has fished the Masters Walleye Circuit, along with myself, will be putting on a secret, kind of some secrets that we've learned traveling various places through the Midwest on the Masters Walleye Circuit.
So you're giving out walleye catching secrets. Is that what's happening?
But you have
tonight?
To be there to get them, though, Mike. Well, that's the tip.
My next question was, okay, give us one secret on the air. Tease us a little bit with one secret how to catch more walleyes around here.
You have to think outside the box. And that's a big trick for a lot of things. If you can think outside the box, maybe think ice fishing, but in a boat.
So
I can bring
my bottle of peppermint schnapps and lots of snacks along. And that's going to have me catch more walleyes?
I don't think so, Mike. you got to get up before noon, too.
Well, I'm out. I'm out of luck. But generally speaking, Chad, we're getting to the time of the year now that if you like to catch fish, and really any kind of fish, but especially walleyes and bigger walleyes than you might catch in June or July or August, I think we're heading into that period, right? When you get into late September and into October, this is going to be a good time of the year.
This time of year, it's tough to decide what to do. Do I want to go shoot ducks and geese? Do I want to go catch monster walleyes? Or do I want to go to a football game? And it's an awesome time of year if you love the outdoors and sports. And catching big walleyes right now in the next month or two is going to be unreal. Places like Devil's Lake, Lake Winnipeg, Manitoba, Green Bay, any river system. Those walleyes start to congregate, and they're putting the feed bag on for the winter.
So where is your favorite spot to go? You mentioned Devil's Lake, Green Bay. No, thank you. Lake Winnipeg.
You know what? The Bay of Green Bay has some phenomenal fishing. I'm going to share some secrets that we learned out there. It's a different way of fishing. Those fish there are suspended. It's just a giant water system. I mean, it's a huge lake.
Yes.
And the walleyes are huge, too. It's just crazy. But we're so lucky to be here in Fargo. You know, within 6 hours, I have maybe 8 of the best walleye fisheries in the country. You know, I got Devil's Lake. I got Lake Winnipeg. You can even go way up into Saskatchewan to Tobin. You got Lake Oahe. You got the Missouri River in Bismarck. You got Lake Saskatchewan or Sakakawea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just tons of awesome lakes. And our local lakes are, you know, there's some sleepers there that there are some big walleyes on that people will be smoking big ones here shortly.
Chad Malloy, FM Walleyes, our guest. He's giving a seminar tonight at the FM Walleyes meeting with Spencer Deitz. Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Deitz.
I'm sorry, Spencer Deitz. 6:30, the doors open. The seminar begins at 7 o'clock. They're going to give out some secrets to catching walleyes, not only in our backyard, but in other bodies of water. as well. So what do you choose, Chad? You're a big fisherman, very successful fisherman, and you got a great honor that you might want to tell people about. You qualified for a very big tournament, I think, coming up, is it in 2014 or 2015 that you're going to be a part of?
Next October, all year. And Spencer, I fish with my partner, Don Denning, and Spencer fishes with his dad, Ron, and another guy from Fargo here, Troy Morris, and his partner, Kevin Brewer, from the Twin Cities. We've all fished the Masters Walleye Circuit all year, and our whole goal, everybody's goal, is to earn enough points to qualify for the World Walleye Championship. And that's going to be held next October on Devil's Lake, and it's by invitation only. They only invite the top 45 teams in the country that qualify points-wise, and there's over 500 teams that fish the circuit this year. And it's such an honor to to be on top of that list to get an invite. 5 years ago, the first year Don and I fished the circuit, we ended up 1 point short of qualifying. It was just heartbreaking. We had the first day on Devil's Lake on the tournament up there, we came in one fish short. So this year, we questioned whether we should throw a fish back or not. We kept it. We're lucky because we only caught four more. So
there you go.
We ended up the last team being invited this year.
So you said earlier, Chad, that it's a great time of the year to, you can hunt, you can go to football games, you can go fishing. What are you choosing to do this Saturday when the NDSU football game and ESPN game day are in town? The walleyes are kicking off. There are some hunting opportunities out there right now. What are you going to be doing on Saturday?
Go Bison.
You work downtown, I believe, at Gate City Bank. Are you being inconvenienced by all the activity in downtown Fargo?
So far, not at all. We're kind of on the southern corner of it all, so it's kind of perfect. We're right in the heart of it. I can look out my window and see the happenings, everything going up. So it's really neat, really fun seeing all the activity downtown. We'll be out there 6 o'clock on Saturday morning handing out some signs. Compliments of Gate City too, so we're real excited about everything that's going on.
I bet you have a huge corner office, don't you? So you probably have a panoramic view of the whole thing, right?
It's a really small window.
Huge corner office. All right, Chad, one more time. It's tonight at the Doublewood Inn. Give us the details one more time of people. And by the way, the public is invited. You don't have to be
Absolutely.
A member of FM Walleyes. You can never have been to an FM Walleyes meeting before, and you can show up tonight. You don't even have to join. You can just listen to Chad and Spencer tell you how to catch more walleyes. What are the details, Chad?
And it's totally free tonight.
Yes.
It's at the Doublewood Inn on 13th Avenue. The seminar starts at 7. If you're a little late, that's fine. Doors open at 6:30, and we'd love to have as many members as possible. I moved to town over 7 years ago. The first thing I did was join the club, and I bet just about all my friends are members. So.
That a boy. Chad, thanks. Thanks, buddy. We'll maybe see you on Saturday morning, okay?
You got it, Mike. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Chad Malloy of FM Walleyes.